The smarts in here, the smarts in here, yeah.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K. And this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Dabbing in.
Not much, man. Back here on video. Of course, the regular audio won't drop until, I'll probably drop it a little early since Double or Nothing is actually on Saturday. This is our Double or Nothing pit stop show. I love our pit stops. We run down everything. But before we get into all the pit stop stuff and break down Double or Nothing, all the matches and all that fun stuff, I want to get into some other things of what's going on in the world of wrestling. By the way, this is going to be broken up into separate parts tonight. So when this ends, there'll be a link at the bottom showing you the next one and the next one, and we'll go through. You can go through it like that and check out the entire show here, or you could just get the podcast when it drops, and it's everywhere. You know where to find it. If you don't know where to find it, watch the last show, and at the beginning of it, actually at the end of this, I'll put up the picture of everywhere you can check the podcast out. Bang! How's that sound?
That's good.
So a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world of professional wrestling. I want to start out first. And give our condolences to the family of Shad Gaspard. I'm sure you heard about what happened with him. He was out in Daytona Beach, I believe it was, in California with his son. They're out swimming, and there were riptides. And they came in to get people out the water. When they came to get Shad, he directed them to grab his son first. When they did that, a large wave actually came over, crashed down on Shad Gaspard. He was pulled out to sea. They didn't find his body for days, and when they did, he was unfortunately gone.
Damn.
Very, very sad story, especially for who he was. You know, I never had the opportunity to meet Shad Gaspard, but I've just seeing the way that the wrestling world came together for him. It reminded me of like Owen, you know what I mean? When Owen passed, everyone came together. Like usually there's like people that have an issue and don't like somebody. This was a guy that everybody just seemed to love, Shad. Like everybody loved him. I mean, people were going out after they stopped looking for him. People went out on their own boats to go search for him. Chris Masters went out on his own boat and called anyone to come out and help him and said, "We're going to go find him." Like that tells me something about the character of Shad Gaspard and the legacy that he'll leave on the sport, even though he never really had that like shining moment where you can be like, oh, you remember when Shad Gaspard did this? I mean, Crime Time held tag titles, but I mean, nothing like, he didn't have like a standout career in the WWE, but he did have a standout overall career between everybody in wrestling.
Yeah, I mean it's a pretty sad. I mean, it's a sad story. It's a terrible way to go.
Yeah, man. Drowning's one of the worst ways to die.
Probably,
right. Like if you die, when you die, you don't want to drown.
No, you don't want to drown. It's probably the worst way.
Yeah.
The hope is that maybe he just when the wave hit him, that he got knocked out, and then just got swept out to sea, and he just didn't even.
Didn't realize it.
He just kind of, just went. That's my hope. But yeah, it's a tough story. It's a tough situation.
Yeah, it's like 2020. Stop. You're drunk. Go home. 2020. Enough of this.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's ridiculous. Did you hear about Ember Moon?
Briefly, but I don't remember exactly what it was.
Ember Moon's injury is career-ending, so she won't be coming back.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's going to be the same thing for Xavier Woods.
Yeah, it kind of sucks for Xavier Woods. I know he was doing well. It's just a bad injury.
I liked Xavier Woods. You never got the push he should have got. They needed to break up New Day a long time ago and let Xavier get a singles push because that guy's incredible. I mean, you never know. He could end up coming back at some point, but right now it looks like he's done. It hasn't been made official, But he's got a podcast that he's doing now with another wrestler, and they're recapping their careers in the podcast. It's basically their podcast format. So when you see stuff like that, it kind of tells you something. It makes you think, yep, he's probably done if he's recapping his career at this point.
Yeah, Achilles injuries are just terrible. You never fully recover from them.
So, I mean, hopefully he ends up not being career ending and he comes back. It's just he's been gone for a long time. I thought he was going to be back.
Well, Achilles is usually a year. Mm-hmm. I mean, Achilles are usually a year, a minimum of a year recovery, if not more.
Yeah, so
we'll see. With everything going on, it's been tougher for him to get what he needs to get to be, like, even fully healthy. He's probably way behind on physical therapy.
Yeah, I bet. Especially without all this going on. It just doesn't help anything right now. I mean, to continue with the bad news, it's just a bad, bad month right now for black people.
Yes.
We've got this other thing going on with the whole Leo Rush, Mark Henry thing. I don't know have you been following what's going on with that?
No, that one I don't know about.
So Leo Rush and Mark Henry had some beef back in WWE when... You remember Leo made those comments about Tennille Dashwood when she got cut?
Yeah.
Emma, those of you who are WWE marks and don't know who she is. He was like, I guess she's not ready for Asuka. Ha, 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 ha. And like, people were upset about that, rightfully so. It was kind of uncalled for and unprofessional. Well, he had some words with Mark Henry and you know, he told Mark Henry he didn't have issues backstage, and Mark Henry pretty much called him out on it. And they kind of went back and forth a little bit, and it was kind of left alone. And recently, Leo made some comments about Mark Henry on Twitter, which led to Mark Henry's boys, I forget what they're called. There's like an alliance of black wrestlers, like, not just black wrestlers, but like legendary black wrestlers. I'd imagine it's probably got Ron Simmons is probably a part of that crew, that group. Probably the Godfather. He's probably a part of that group as well. Butch
Reed. The Nation's Domination.
You know what I mean? But they have a name. It's like the Coalition or something like that, or whatever they're called. And they apparently reached out to Mark Henry and was like, oh, you want us to go deal with him? And he says he told them, no, leave it be. And then so that was fine. And then he went on like Busted Open Radio or some podcast. And he straight up said, because Leo was talking trash back to him on Twitter, and he said, this guy's going to come out here and talk about me and he's lucky I don't sue him. For defamation, and I can do it. This is what he said. I have Harvard lawyers. I don't know what kind of lawyers he messes around with, but I'm hanging around with Ivy League type guys, and they're all pretty pissed about this. So I might just have to sue him. And I was just like, all right, Mark Henry. You were the man. You had a great career. I take nothing away from Mark Henry. The guy was just a monster. Well, you're threatening court with your Harvard lawyers. That is the least black thing that you can do. White people get that. But I'm telling you, that's the least black thing you can do. You threaten them with your Harvard lawyers? Fuck out of here. Like, you should lose you're about to lose your hood pass for that. Like, you get a hood pass to be revoked for telling them, I got Ivy League guys around me. Good for you.
Good for you.
And the thing is, he could crush Leo if you even Mark Henry. Mark Henry would destroy Leo Rush. So
of
Leo
course
Rush
he
also
would.
Is a Leo Rush needs to shut his mouth.
True.
But I mean, come on.
Agreed. Yeah.
Threatening with Harvard lawyers. Come on, Mark. You're better than that. You're freaking better than that.
It's true.
You know what I mean? I was like, really? Is this what he's doing? That's what he's doing.
So it's what we've come to nowadays. Can't take anything out. Can't take care of anything anymore. You gotta just sue people.
I'm saying we're so sue happy. Everybody wants to sue everybody.
Yeah, of course, because everyone wants money.
Remember that old Jerky Boys call? Well, then I'll sue you.
Yeah.
Sue who? You. I'll sue you. Sue me for what? Punitive. For real. Like, that was, like, so before its time, and now that's what everybody does. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Mark Henry's a bitch, and he wants to sue him. And I'm going to sue UPS if I don't get my goddamn wine. I was hoping to have a glass of wine tonight, and I don't have my wine.
Yeah, right.
I would say don't use nakedwines.com, but it's not their fault. It's UPS's fault. So Naked Wines, great.
Right. Blame UPS.
Yeah. Maybe Naked Wines, because if I mentioned them a few times, maybe they'll sponsor us. Naked Wines.
That'd be nice. I've had Naked Wines. I've had it before.
Maybe they'll give me half off my membership.
There you go.
It's a good little deal. I pay $40 a month, right? It builds up into my bank there, right? I can buy wine whenever I want. And I get, because I'm an angel, it's called an angel member if you're paying the $40 a month ahead of time. I get 60% off a huge selection of their wines.
There you go.
And every 11 bottles, or it might be if I order 11 in a month. So if I order a case in a month and get 11 bottles of wine, they give me a 12th for free.
There you go.
So not too bad of a deal. No. And you get all kind of special editions that, like, I have access to wines that other people won't have access to because I'm an angel member. You can be a member, just buy whenever you want. But you don't get the exclusives that I get because I'm an angel.
Yeah.
You're just like, no, you're not an angel.
An angel of wine.
Angel of wine. That's me. But anyway, we'll move along. That's
you're
like
Dionysus. Congratulations.
Free plug right there to Naked Wines. Look at that. I'm feeling good today. So great. One thing, the last thing I want to talk about before we get on to Double or Nothing, Seth Rollins and Jim Cornette. Tell me you saw this.
No.
So Jim Cornette, I'm gonna look it up on my phone. I want to get Jim Cornette's exact wording of what he said to about Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. So he was on he's got his podcast, of course, and he kind of blasted Becky Lynch over going out and getting pregnant and having a baby. He said, "You can't always be on top of the wrestling business and $1 million a year spot or more. Well, you can have a baby. What is she? Can she be 30? Lynch is 33. Well, still, she's got many more years before the fucking Easy Bake Oven gets shut off. She can have all these problems with a descended stomach and stretch marks and hemorrhoids and hormones problems and mood swings and all those other joys of motherhood later on when she ain't making $1 million a year. She's got plenty of time left. What'd you do if your wife came home and said, instead of making $1 million next year, I'm going to basically just be a raging bitch for the next 9 months and then give you more shit to worry about around the house?" Seth, being the whiny bitch that he is, turned into a whiny bitch about it. So let me tell you what he said. Seth Rollins or Jim Cornette. So this came out just recently. And Seth said, it hurt my feelings on a personal level because Jim Cornette is someone who's a legend in our industry. And he's someone that I've personally worked with my time in Ring of Honor. For him to come out and say some real negative things, some real misogynistic things about women in general and pregnancy in the industry, it kind of caught me off guard. And it made me lose a lot of respect for someone who, like a lot of people, I had kind of already lost a lot of respect for. I was holding on to hope that somewhere along the line, there was a personal connection between Jim and I that would make him think twice before making just some egregious comments about women and about my wife. I can't even forgive him. I don't want to repeat them. So here's my thing about this, right? It wasn't in that part of it, but when I read the whole comment he said. So first off, Seth's a whiny bitch, and he needs to shut up. I'm so sick of Seth Rollins. We all know that I hate Seth Rollins.
Well, why the fuck? Jim Cornette doesn't need to put his two cents in either.
That's what Jim Cornette does. He's got a rest. He does what we do right here. He's got a podcast. He puts his two cents in like we do.
That doesn't mean he can act like a dickhead to someone having a baby.
Like, check it out.
Just because you have a podcast doesn't mean you get to be an asshole.
I'm an asshole all the time on my podcast.
Yeah, but fuck off. Then don't bitch when someone responds back to you for being an asshole.
Well, no, he didn't bitch. I'm bitching because Seth Rollins is a whiny bitch. Yeah. Jim Gunn hasn't said anything else yet. He probably will in his podcast next week. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that gets me. In all of his comments, he stated what Becky's doing is going to hurt the company because those two going away, that's like your top guy breaking his leg right before your biggest event of the year. So here's the thing. Seth saying he's being misogynistic. Bitch, Jim Cornette always talks down about women's wrestling. Always. He always talks down about women wrestlers and women wrestling. So for him to compare Becky Lynch to a top draw breaking their leg, he's not being misogynistic. He's not at all. Not at all. He's making a very valid point. If you break your leg, you don't choose to break your leg. She chose to go get pregnant when she was at the top of the company.
Yes and no.
It's not a smart career move. Of course she. What do you mean? They were trying. And Seth said they were trying.
Okay, there's a difference between trying and happening. Like, just because you try doesn't mean you're going to have it.
Sure, but if you're not trying, you're not going to have it.
Okay,
if
but
you're using protection and not trying to get knocked up.
Protection's not 100%.
Sure, but you got a way less chance of getting it.
Okay, and who says that they didn't?
Using protection or not, like they were legit trying. And okay. His comment is, well, she's 33. After 35, women can have issues when they have babies. This is true. Seth being a whiny bitch trying to get the liberal snowflakes, the same crowd that's angry because the Undertaker wore a Blue Lives Matter t-shirt and a Don't Tread on Me hat on his documentary, and now all of a sudden Undertaker's a racist. These same people are who Seth's playing to get in their good graces because everyone thinks he's a bitch and everyone can't stand him anymore. Long before he even made his heel turn. This is just his way to try to be relevant and try to make himself look good in the eyes of the whiny snowflake crowd that's gonna say, yeah, you can't talk about Becky like that. She's a woman. They're giving up a shit ton of money and they're leaving the company high and dry at a time when the company really needs
No.
It's kind of shitty. The company needs Becky Lynch and Seth as much as I hate them.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. It doesn't need them. The show goes on regardless who's there or not. Sure. The show goes on. It's sure. The way it's always been.
Becky's a draw.
Guys who have been draws for years, well, like bigger draws than either one of those guys are gone.
Sure.
Or disappeared. Ronda Rousey left.
Ready? Ready? I put it on the same level as John Cena running off to make movies. It's a bitch move.
Okay. Yeah, except that John Cena is a bigger draw than those two ever will be. Same thing with The Rock. You can say the same thing about anybody. All wrestlers go and do something eventually. Just because you're a big draw, I mean, all of them, they've all left and done something. Stone Cold Steve Austin left before. So did The Rock.
Steve Austin like got injured.
So did John Cena. So they all go and do something else, and then they come back. It's the way it is.
I don't know that she's going to come back. She's having a baby. It's not like she just have a baby. And she's like, okay, cool, baby's out, coming back to wrestle.
Why not?
That could come back.
Might be another
leave in December.
It might be a year from now, but why not? Why couldn't she?
She's not.
Do you think there's no wrestlers right now that have kids?
No, I didn't say that.
So then they all come back to wrestle. So what's the?
But they don't come back a year later.
How do you know?
Becky comes back. Becky's gonna come back 5 years down the road when her kid's five.
How do you know? How do you know that's true? Who says she can't come back in a year or a year and a half?
I don't know. If she does, she's a bad mother.
Why? Why is she? She's a bad mother. Why?
Is he gonna leave her kid to go on the road and wrestle?
Who cares? Like, who's to say that she doesn't have a different, like, a different schedule, a different way of doing things? Who knows? You have no idea what's going
to
happen.
She has a different way of doing things. She gave up $1 million to go have a baby.
Okay. Who says she doesn't make, okay, it's $1 million. That's on her choice. But mad at her because she made a choice?
I'm not mad at her. I just think it was a bad decision.
Why? It's a bad decision because you don't agree with it because she went to go get a baby? Good for her. Congratulations. Go have a baby.
Oh, yeah, good for her. Congratulations. But I just think it was a poor, you know, it was a poor career decision. How's that?
Why?
It's a poor career decision.
It's a poor career decision to go have a child? That doesn't make any sense.
Back? So here's why. Here's why. Do you think she's going to come back and make the same money that she was making today?
I have no idea. You have no idea what she's going to do a year from. You have no idea.
She's not going
to. You know what Vince McMahon's going to do? Who knows? What's to say a year from now, Vince didn't say, hey, would you mind coming back? I'll double your salary if you come back now. Who's say? Because I need someone. I need a top woman right now. Because all my
Ronda Rousey came back now, and I can have you guys fight because you beat her for the belt and then you beat her to having a baby.
There you go. Like, you know, how come Ronda Rousey can leave and go have a baby and no one says a damn thing?
Everybody hates on Ronda Rousey.
Huh?
I know, because I love her.
Right, but that's the problem. So it's not about whether or not she had a baby. It's because you don't like her. It's a big difference. There's a big difference between you don't like her because you don't like her. And you don't like Seth Rollins. So you don't like the sister.
Let's take this back a notch. So like I wasn't the one that made the statement in the first place. It was Jim Cornette. I'm just saying. I see where he comes from. I'm glad she went and had a baby because Becky Lynch has been stale and old for me and she needed to go away.
So why can't she go away?
Learn her move, come back later. Whatever, go away, have a baby.
Right, and then come back and re-energize with a new way of a new gimmick or whatever it may be. Or a new way of doing her. Or
the mom. It's the mom.
You have no idea how it's going to come back. You don't know what it's going to be like in a year and a half. Who knows?
She doesn't come back. I hope she never comes back.
Who knows?
I hope she never comes back. Be great if she never comes back.
And she may not, and so be it. And the show will go on.
Hopefully Seth doesn't come back either.
And the show will just go on.
I'll take Becky coming back if it means Seth has to become a house dad.
Whatever. But the show will just go on, man.
Of course the show will go on.
So
it's not going to end because Becky's gone.
Right.
They'll create somebody else.
Yeah,
but here's a problem that I see happening that I don't like. I think Asuka is going to be made that big face now. And I liked Asuka on that heel when she was on.
She is a face. She's going to be a face from here on out.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Well, they had to. They don't have another face.
Yeah, because Becky fucked him over. That's what I just said.
No, they could easily just move somebody over, but they don't want to do that. And that's the problem when you only have one main face and the rest are all heels. So that's a creative issue, not a Becky Lynch issue. It's this creative's issue because they decided they didn't want to make any more faces. They don't want to have one face.
All right, cool. I'll give you that. Yep, you're right. But she fucked over creative, knowing that they didn't have any faces.
No, she did not. It's not her fault that creative decided that Becky Lynch was going to be the only face that they're going to have on Raw.
You're right. It's Dana Warrior's fault.
Right. So to sit there and then be upset because
Dana Warrior's fault. So I take that all back. I don't blame Becky Lynch. I don't like her. I blame Seth Rollins and Dana Warrior.
Like, honestly, other than right now, who is a face female wrestler? Carmella? She's over on SmackDown. Who's a face? Name the faces or a female right now.
Naomi?
She's not around.
She's on SmackDown.
She's not around. She's not around right now. No.
Hey, Naomi is around. Last Friday, she just lost to Dana Brooke on SmackDown.
Okay, all right, so I'll give you Naomi. Who else?
But she's on SmackDown.
She's on SmackDown. But my point is, like, where are the female faces?
NXT?
WWE right now. No. Where are they? There aren't any. Exactly.
Nia Jax. There
aren't any. Nia Jax is a heel.
Lacey Evans, isn't she a face now?
She's about the only one.
Lacey Evans, that's your face.
She's in a feud with Bayley. You know what I mean? But she's on SmackDown.
Is she on SmackDown too? I don't know.
Yeah, because she's fused with Bayley.
Charlotte. So, they got Charlotte. Charlotte's everywhere.
Charlotte's a heel.
But she's on every show. They can make her be a face and a heel.
Charlotte. Yeah, but she's a heel on every show. She's a heel.
Somebody in WWE thinks she's a top draw.
No, yeah, because it's Vince McMahon because he's a fucking retard.
I think it's Dana Warrior because she's a retard.
Whatever it may be, Charlotte sucks.
She's the worst. Literally the worst.
They don't have any faces right now in WWE.
So, right.
Like, that's why you have to make Asuka. I mean, I guess Kairi Sane kind of can join her as a face, but Kairi Sane's not even doing anything right now.
Pretty sure they cut her.
Yeah, she's pretty much done everything.
Just let her go.
Yeah, she's pretty much done anyway.
Yeah.
So it's Asuka, and That's it. Asuka, Naomi, Carmella.
Whatever, I love Asuka. So I'm happy with it. It's all good.
Yeah, I do too.
I love Asuka, and I hate Becky, and I'm glad she's gone. The moral of the story is that Seth Rollins is a whiny bitch. It's not even about Becky. Seth Rollins is a whiny bitch that's looking for attention from the snowflake crowd. That's it. It's a fact. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back. I'm going to get into Double or Nothing. You're watching Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks. We'll be right back. And we are back. Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks. I forgot to tell you guys to click the link at the bottom to watch part two. This is part two, though, so you found it. Hey, we're here. Why did you start it? Because I connect them all. What I do now is I connect the next video.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Auto play.
I don't know if it auto plays. I haven't done this way
you
yet.
You have to set it up that way to do auto play.
I might. We'll see. My camera's like lagging wicked behind. I don't know if it's lagging behind for you, but it's lagging behind for me.
Yeah, it is. But that's all right.
It'll fix itself.
Yeah, it'll fix itself.
It does this. I gotta see if I got anything open that I can close. Close that.
Pretty much everything.
I want to close this stuff because I don't know if I saved it. Oh, well. Whatever.
Man.
I'm frozen. Can you hear me, though?
I can hear you fine.
All right, work. Whatever. Well, my video will fix itself. Anyway, Double or Nothing is this Saturday.
Yes, it is.
I'm looking forward to Double or Nothing. Should be a good time. Should be a great show. Great card. The last WWE pay-per-views, I didn't like Money in the Bank. We just had that review last week. We talked about how shitty that show was. Uh-huh. I think this is going to be a huge, huge difference. So without further ado, it's time for the Smart Spot Monkeys and Super Kicks.
There you go.
Double another piss stop.
That's right.
I love that I got all these little cool things that I can put in the back now. So Double or Nothing comes to us Saturday. Friday will be the Double or Nothing preview show.
Yeah.
That'll be on, not our preview show. Double or Nothing is doing their pre-show, their preview show, Friday. Yeah. It's going to air on TNT, so you can check that out. I think it airs at like 8 or something. I might watch it. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. There's not going to be wrestling, so I don't really care about it.
Your preview stuff we're going to do right now anyway, so.
Yeah, they're just going to do what we're going to do. Yeah. We'll be better.
So. Yeah, we'll be better at it.
We'll be better. And also, wait, before we get into this, it looks like, as of right now, AEW is going to go on August 5th in Boston. As of this moment.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens and if they make changes, but as of right now, we'll be there. We'll have to go live.
I mean, I hope so, but, you know, I'm knocking on wood that hopefully it does, but.
I don't even care. Honestly, if it doesn't, we have seats for third row at ringside at a Gaines Arena whenever they postpone it until.
Yeah, just hopefully don't postpone it for, like, you know, 2 years or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of crazy. Then I might just be like, all right, fuck this.
Yeah, we'll be back in 2 years.
All right, we'll see you in 2 years at Double or Nothing at AEW Dynamite. But Double or Nothing should be good. It's Saturday. You know where you can get it. And if you don't find it, you'll find it somewhere. We got a bunch of matches. There's 9 matches booked for this show. So we'll get right into it and start breaking them down. And come over here and pull up. No, I got the whole card.
Oh, there you go.
Here we go. First match of the card. We're going to talk about Sean Spears. No real build to this. Sean Spears challenged Dustin Rhodes this week on AEW. He did that little Sean Spears news report. Did you hear that guy riding his bike out there?
Yeah.
Rice burner. Sean Spears versus Dustin Rhodes. That'll be the I don't know if it's going to be the opening match.
They're having a pre-show. They're having a pre-show. It's got to be a pre-show match.
Probably. There's usually a buy-in. I don't know if this is going to be a buy-in match or not.
Should be.
It should be.
Christian just has no build. It should just be a buy-in match.
Yeah. I'm trying to look on here to see if it says anything about if it will be on the buy-in or not. I'm looking on the Wikipedia page. It doesn't say. It's got a list of the matches, but whatever. This match, so Sean Spears came out and said that Dustin was going to retire because of what Lance Archer did to him. And obviously he's not retiring because he said make the match, and then they came back out, and Jim Ross said, forget it, make the match. This is happening. Which is kind of weird.
Jim Ross said that.
So this is happening. Dustin Rhodes, Sean Spears. Dude, is it me, or did Sean Spears just get screwed, basically?
Sort of. I mean, yes and no, I guess. Like,
he left WWE to come to AEW, like, I'm going to be in a better spot.
Right. And he kind of
still a pre-show guy. He's still a pre-show guy.
Right. He was at the start because of, like, he started with that feud with Cody right off the bat. But just, like.
Then they realized he sucked.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, or just, you're right, though. He's never been able to get, like, over at all. Not so much over, just not even be able to get, like, in. At all.
In, yeah. Just in.
He didn't seem to get in anywhere.
Nobody cares about him. He's just like,
right. Ah. Nobody cares about Sean Spears. And he's had, like, moments on the show, on AEW, and yet just, I don't know if he maybe, I wonder if maybe he got punished for the chair shot that he effed up. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. That could be it. What happened to Tully?
A year ago.
What happened to Tully? I haven't seen Tully at all. Is Tully even around anymore? Is he just gone because of COVID?
Probably that, or he's probably like, I don't want to be around Sean Spears either. So
they're like, yeah, no, we're not going to do anything with him. We don't need to put you with him.
Yeah. We already got too many old wrestlers on this show. We got to, like, get some of you guys out of here.
I guess. Maybe that's what they decided to do. This match isn't even going to be a match. Dustin's going to wipe the floor with Sean
Spears. He should.
Make him look stupid because that's what happens with Sean Spears.
Dustin should wipe the floor with him.
Yeah, I don't see any reason why Dustin should job to Sean Spears. If that happens, I don't even know what else now.
There's no reason to do it because Sean's not going to gain anything from doing it.
Dustin's not going to gain anything from doing it either, but I mean.
No, Dustin does it, but he's not needed to gain it. He doesn't need to gain anything. Yeah, he's just Dustin.
Dustin could lose this match technically, because he doesn't need to win it, but he's not going to lose the match.
But yeah, just to put over Sean Spears for what? It's not like Sean Spears is going to do anything afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that'll be that one. Next up, we have is I couldn't find a graphic for this one. There's no graphics for the Inner Circle versus the Elite in a Stadium Stampede match.
Yeah, I don't even know, like, what the – do we? I don't think we still even know what the rules are for this. I'm pretty sure it's just
five-on-five. They said the ring is going to be at the 50-yard line, and they're just going to fight.
But are they doing this at, like – they're in the practice facility where the Jaguars play, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, which is where they've been – like performing pretty much, which is fine. It looks good. It looks a lot better than the performance center that WWE's doing. Actually, it looks nice there. But I think it's just going to be a 5-on-5, like, falls count anywhere match.
Yeah, that's like, what I think. Yeah.
Which is just these guys going to be fighting all over the place. But I don't know if it's like elimination or if it's just like whoever gets the first fall wins. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't think they've really announced that much of it. I mean, remember, we still have Blood and Guts to happen at some point. So,
yeah.
This kind of just feels like the match that they just had on Dynamite a week ago where Sammy Guevara got run over by the golf cart.
Yeah, so I don't know.
For five people instead.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's just going to be them, like, all fighting all over the performance, like, or the, you know, the field, basically.
Yeah. All over Kenny Omega, Adam Page, Matt and Nick Jackson, and Matt Hardy. Taking on Chris Jericho, Jack Hager, Sammy Guevara, Santana, and Ortiz.
Yeah, so it's just going to be...
Is there anybody worse than Sammy Guevara?
Yeah, he's pretty terrible.
Oh, my God, I can't stand him. it's not even like I can't stand him because he's a good job as a heel. He gets X-Pac heat.
Yeah, he's awful. He's basically the X-Pac of that group. Think about it.
And it annoys me that Jim Ross compares him to Eddie Guerrero over and over again.
Ugh, no.
Jim, come on, dude. No, he's not stop. Eddie Guerrero at all.
Stop. Just because his last name's close to Guerrero.
He's not even Chavo Guerrero.
You know, because his name is close to Guerrero.
Yeah.
He's like, but you're right. He's not.
He's not even Guerrero.
He's not even Hector Guerrero.
Right? Yeah. Oh my God. Stop with all. No, he's horrible. I can't
stop. I agree with you.
To go away.
I think it's just
don't come back.
Yeah. I think it's just going to be a free for all, basically, where these guys are fighting all over the place. My guess is that Matt Hardy at some point in time will reintroduce a new
Vanguard 2,
or probably Vanguard 2.0, Vanguard 3. I don't know. Maybe Vanguard something. But yeah, it'll probably get involved at some point in time. And I assume that my guess is that this is to put Matt Hardy over, probably. Because, I mean, there's no reason for – I mean, the Elite and the Inner Circle just fight all the time. But this is a kind of a place for Matt Hardy to kind of step up and be kind of the main attraction out of that group.
I kind of just want them to, like, get through this because I'm just waiting on what's his name? On the turn, whether it's going to be Hangman turning or Kenny Omega turning.
Maybe during this match it happens. I don't know.
I hope not. This is still tag champ, so it doesn't make sense.
I agree. I don't really know. My guess is that I don't know what type of match is going to be. I assume it's just going to be, like I said, 5-on-5, false count anywhere match.
That's what they said.
Matt Hardy's going to end up winning it.
Yeah, I hope. That's what I'm going to go with that. I agree with you. Yeah. So we're agreeing so far. 2-for-2.
That's what I think. I mean, that's the only one that really makes sense to me.
Yep, I agree with you.
I mean, having the Inner Circle win again, this is kind of like, okay. Unless they add another person, you know, unless it's a debut of someone new.
Could be.
But I don't know who.
I don't think
I know that too.
And I think that the Elite has to win this match.
Yeah.
And it'll move forward from there. You know, they'll still keep going with everything, but
something
will happen after the match.
Yeah.
They said they got a surprise and shit will happen. So we'll see.
Right.
Then the next match, we've got a number one contender match for the tag team championship. So the winner, I guess, will take on Omega and Hangman. And that's going to be Private Party taking on the best friends, Chucky T and Trent Beretta.
Yeah. Just Trent.
Trent. Yeah, he's just Trent now.
He's just Trent. Trent. No Beretta anymore.
Yeah, Chuck Taylor and Trent.
Yeah.
I think the best friends have to win this match.
Yeah, I agree. I think they have to too.
What they've done with them. And I got nothing against Private Party. I mean, what's his name? Isaiah Cassidy.
Yeah.
My Facebook friend. So, I'll shout out to Isaiah Cassidy. I just don't think that they're ready to get that push. And I think Omega Page versus the best friends is when that turn will happen.
I could see that. Yeah. Good time to put the belts on someone new.
Yep.
Put the belts on a new team. It's not like that hasn't really been in the limelight, basically.
And the best friends, they've done their things in the indies. They've been like huge in the indies for years. So I can see them doing that. I'm not a big Private Party fan. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of them either.
They're like Crime Time and the Street Profits meet the New Day, all merged into one.
Pretty much, yeah.
Why do all black tag teams, why are they all the same?
Because nobody likes black people.
That was racist.
I don't know. It's true, though. I mean, outside of like Doom.
Here we go. We're going to be canceled already. Mike can't get this canceled.
So think about it. Outside of like Doom, what black tag teams worked?
Harlem Heat.
Yeah, I don't know.
Harlem Heat.
Yeah, Harlem Heat. Well, that's true. Harlem Heat, yeah. But that's very – I mean, you're only talking – two, maybe three total in the entire history of wrestling.
Yeah.
Give me New Day, Harlem Heat, and Doom.
Doom.
That's about it.
Doom was great.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's gotta be a New Day.
That's what I said. Outside of New Day, you had New Day, Harlem Heat, and Doom. Other than that.
What other black tag teams were there, though?
Exactly. They had mixed teams of people, like, that, like, you know, the Nation of Domination had, like, you know, combinations and, like, you had people like that, but it mixes, like.
But it's like a legit team that was just two guys in the team. There's not many. Right. But if you think about it, almost every black tag team has won the tag titles.
It's true. It is true.
Like, name you. I don't think you could name me a black tag team that didn't win the tag titles other than these guys. They're still young.
Be hard to find one, yeah, probably.
Like, think about it. Doom won tag titles.
Yeah.
Harlem Heat won tag titles.
Right.
New Day tag titles. Street Profits tag titles.
Yep, Street Profits
tag titles.
True.
I really can't think of another black tag team. Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson. Tag team titles. Yep.
True. I mean, they weren't really a tag team. They were just kind of mixed together, and they just became a team.
And won the tag titles.
Right.
At a time where that was kind of unheard of.
Right.
So.
I agree. It's going to be the Best Friends.
Yeah, Best Friends going to win this one, and that's going to lead to that breakup of those two.
Good.
Not those. Not the.
You not think those by two. Now.
Hangman and Omega. Will,
yeah, you would think so.
To the breakup. Yep.
You'd hope so. It's been too long.
Slow burn. It's like the burn of Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Yeah, this is like a super slow burn.
But after that, next up, we get the man, Nyla Rose. He takes on Shida.
Right, a man.
Hikaru Shida. That's right. No, did I say the man? I meant a man.
Yeah.
A man. Hikaru Shida. For the women's tag team, the women's championship. I was just tag team because Nyla's like two.
No. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to continue with this whole Nyla Rose thing. I don't really know where they're going with it, nor do I know who would even be next in line to really – who's coming up to really challenge her.
Yeah, I don't know. She's kind of went through pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I know. And so I could see him kind of giving it to someone new just to kind of just mix it up a little bit because, like I said, I mean, who the hell is – who's Nyla Rose going to go against now? Britt Baker? No. Statlander? No. Rio again? No. You know, so maybe it'd be time to kind of move it on to someone new.
Yeah. Yeah, so. I'm taking Hikaru Shida in this one.
Yeah, me too. I'm taking Hikaru Shida.
And if Nyla Rose wins, I'll just be mad because he shouldn't be the champion.
Yeah, I agree.
Nyla Rose is a boy. You can't just decide that you're something else. I can't just tell you that I'm Italian because identify as an Italian. I don't care what you identify. It's called science. He's a boy. He's also married to a woman. So, you know.
We've had this conversation.
Yeah, we have. Well, yeah, I'll bring it up every single time that we talk about him. People will be mad because inclusive, you can't do that. You can't tell me what reality is. You can't tell me I have to like warp my reality. Shut up. Just how I feel about that. I feel like it too bad. Next up, Britt Baker versus Chris Statlander, talking about two other women.
This is why
I don't think that we're going to see them as the next person to take her on because now they're going to have this little feud. I don't think this will be a double or nothing, one and done. I think they're going to feud out for a little while after what happened on Dynamite when Britt kind of attacked Chris Statlander.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Chris Statlander has an amazing ass. She does. Yeah. If you haven't noticed, look again.
That's true.
She's got an amazing ass. I think the only better ass on AEW right now might be Shanna.
Yeah, I agree with that.
She's a Portuguese. She's Portuguese. I'm Cape Verdean, so I'm part Portuguese.
Yeah.
I'm pro Shanna. I wish she was at Double or Nothing. Who knows where she is right now, though? She's probably in Portugal. Probably. Hoping down with this COVID crap.
Yeah.
But this should be a good match. These two women can both go. I like Britt Baker. I like Chris Statlander. I feel like everybody likes Chris Statlander. She's the alien. Yeah, everyone wants to bang an alien, I guess.
Yeah. I'm really too fine. I don't really care for the alien gimmick. I don't think she needs it, but I'll go with it for
don't
now.
Don't go too far with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like where it's not like it's a Lucha Underground where they've got Aerostar, who's an alien from outer space, and they like legit play into him being an alien from outer space, yeah. And then Drago, who was a dragon that was cursed and changed into a man and has to fight to survive, and otherwise she's going to be killed or some shit like that.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
It is. It's pretty ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous.
But this match should be good. This is one that's kind of hard to call. Out of every match so far, everyone I see it has seemed pretty easy. I think this match would be a hard one to call who's going to win it. Statlander could probably use it. Britt Baker's been on kind of a roll. So do you take that role from her? Or do you, you know, push Stat?
Especially yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I don't really know. I've been leaning towards Statlander just because of based on what happened last night on Dynamite. So,
and typically that happens when if the hero gets the last one up.
Yeah. But I could also see
the face wins at the pay-per-view.
I could see Britt Baker. excuse me. I could see Britt Baker. Kind of, you know, stealing the win, kind of, you know, cheating to win type deal. Yeah. So I don't really know. I think I'll go with Statlander only because I think that's what that was my original thought process.
Well, I'm going to go against you this time. I can't. I just wanted to go against you, but I can't. I really can't.
Yeah.
I feel like Britt Baker is that the one person on the roster who can afford to lose. But then again, if they don't continue this feud and Sheeta wins, Baker has to be next in line to take on Sheeta.
Suppose if that's really what it's for. I mean, if that's kind of
doesn't really say. It's just a singles match.
Yeah, and I don't really see. I mean, I guess you could sit there and say we could put Britt Baker in like position for a future women's title match.
If she beats. Again. So I'm going against you. I'm going with Britt Baker. Also, I want to go back to that last match. Nyla Rose versus Akira Shida is no count out, no disqualification.
Okay. Well, that usually still favors the...
Oh, yeah. Shida's going to win it now.
Yeah. Usually no count out, no DQ. Yeah. She'll beat the crap out of her all different types of stuff and then win.
Yep. So Britt Baker's going to beat Chris Statlander, and I think that Baker will get the first shot at Hikaru Shida.
All right, I'm still going to stick with Statlander just to be different.
First time that we're going against each other. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to take another quick break. So if you're listening to the podcast, you don't got to do anything. We're going to take a quick commercial, and we'll be right back. If you're on YouTube, there's going to be a link right here. Click the link on the bottom. Or wherever it is, it might be over there, it might be over here, somewhere. It's in one of these spots, somewhere.
Somewhere
around. You see this little square box, and it's got the next video. Go to that. We're going to be right there. If you listen to the podcast, you don't got to do nothing. Sit back. We'll be right back. This is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. And we're back again. Section 3. Of our Double or Nothing Pissed Off Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. Oh, man.
Yes.
So we're breaking down Double or Nothing for you. If you haven't watched the first two, go back and check it out. Double or Nothing, of course, live Saturday, May 24th on pay-per-view. May 23rd on pay-per-view. TV 14.
Yes.
Is it PG?
13. Forget it.
Yeah, 13. WWE's 13. So this is 14. So, you know, it's a little bit more.
Yeah.
14-year-old, a little bit more 13-year-old kid. Don't you get that 14? Right. Different ball game.
That's right.
I don't about
it's
it.
True.
But so we've been running everything down. We got four matches left to run through here.
Do people even pay attention to ratings anymore? I don't even think they do.
Of course they do.
Like, do they really, like, but do you think about it? Like, does anybody
I mean, like, ratings like that? I thought you meant ratings as in, like, numbers.
No, no, I mean, like, ratings as, like, TV ratings or, like, you know, rated, you know, TV 14, rated M.
I don't.
Like, does anyone pay attention to that anymore? Like, does anyone the even, like, do.
The Mizarks, man. Like, the Mizarks do.
I guess, like, you can watch TV now, and it could be on rated M, and they're just going to be, like, whatever. Like, you can put anything on television now.
Yeah, it's crazy. The stuff but that I think, like, now, the stuff that comes up, goes on TV now that's, like, cool that you're, like, they could never say that when, yeah. When I was, like, 14.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Like, I never got to see that on TV. Like, watching Deadpool on television, like, it would just be torn apart. It'd be bleeped every two words. It'd be bleeped. It'd be terrible to watch because it'd be all cut. At least
all the best scenes get cut out. Like, not anymore.
Yeah, they used to cut out all the best scenes. And, like, now it's like, I don't think they even do that anymore.
Sometimes they cut out a few scenes. I've watched a couple
I don't remember the last thing I saw.
I watched a couple things recently that I'm like, oh, they cut that scene.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I just haven't noticed. But, like.
And I mean, there's certain movies that I, if they were on, they just probably would never go on TV. But, I mean, I can't imagine Freddy Got Fingered would be uncut on television.
Yeah, I don't know. It's true. Like, I just, I don't know. I just thought about it.
Stop playing Freddy Got Fingered uncut.
Who knows? You can play a lot of things uncut.
He jerks off a horse.
I get it, but who knows nowadays?
You probably jerk off a horse because it's a stud farm. They could probably get away
with it. You can't put on anything anymore. You know?
No, I forget what I was watching the other day. I was watching something. It was on regular network television, and they cut something out. And I was like, ah, they cut that lino. It eludes me.
Yeah, I've seen that before. Where they cut out lines and stuff, where they cut out, like, you know, certain parts.
Small parts, nothing big. It wasn't anything big.
Yeah.
Like, they played the full scene and just cut off, one little piece in the scene. I was
I look at it, I'm like, what's the point at this point? Like, you really think anyone's going to be that upset because of that one part? Like, I don't know. I just feel like no one pays attention.
You know what it is, though? Sometimes it's time.
So I guess that's true.
When it's because of time, they'll look and like, all right, what's the worst part? So let's cut the worst parts out.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, they got to fit it into a certain amount of time. Because movies don't end exactly 2 hours or 2.5 hours.
And even a two-hour movie, you've got commercials, so you're really looking at an hour and
they gotta, 33
minutes
they
like at that.
2 hours and 17 minutes.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, next up, we get the casino ladder match. So the casino ladder match is all this talk of – so let's talk about how this is going to work. So what's going to happen in the casino ladder match is this – it's much like Money in the Bank.
It's a Royal Rumble and a ladder match at the same time.
Yeah, anyway, it's taking the Royal Rumble and Money in the Bank and mixing it together and coming up with this match.
Basically what it is.
But here's the thing that's really weird to me. It's going to be a poker chip they have hanging.
Yeah.
Is this going to be like a large poker chip or just a little poker chip?
I don't know. It would probably be better if it was a little poker chip because it would be harder to get.
I guess.
You know?
But it's way easier to botch up the finish.
I suppose it's true. I don't really know if it's going to be a regular. It's going to be a like a man-sized poker chip, like a huge poker chip, like a dinner plate size one, or if it's just going to be like an actual just regular poker chip.
I hope whoever wins the poker chip goes to the casino and
like MJF's ring.
Yeah,
you know,
I hope whoever wins the poker chip goes into the casino and loses it. That's been on accident.
There was no casino.
I know. But where else? Isn't this at MGM?
Double or Nothing?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was isn't it in Jacksonville? Isn't it at where they've always been?
Okay.
I don't think they're not going to put it somewhere else, I don't think. I'm pretty sure it's not in an arena. I think it's in, like, it's at the same place they have been, in Orlando, or actually in Jacksonville.
Okay. Well, We've got almost the whole list of who's going to be in this.
Yeah, except they left one out.
Yeah, so we've got Darby Allin, Colt Cabana, Orange Cassidy, Rey Fénix, Scorpio Sky, Frankie Kazarian, and Kip Sabian. And to be announced, I'm not going to lie to you, I thought it was going to be Hangman Page, but now that Hangman Page has showed up to be in the other match, it won't be him. A lot of talk of who it could be. A lot of talk. I've heard that it could be both of the revival, but I don't think their 90 days is up yet.
Yeah.
Ryback is a name that's being thrown around as possible.
Yeah, but he does. I guess it'd have to be someone who can fit with that group, though. Because this is going to be like a high-flying type of thing where like a lot of guys are going to be doing like crazy shit off of freaking ladders and stuff.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be because you're going to have that guy draws the last number.
I suppose, but it's going to be somebody, which means that's the only downside about these things, about these type of matches, is that like, because one of the rules is that this match can end at any point.
Oh, and Luchasaurus is in it. I just noticed his stupid mask over here.
Luchasaurus is in it too?
Yeah, see what I'm playing?
I see his mask, like, yeah.
Luchasaurus is in this stuff.
But my point is that, like, they sat there and they said that, you know, this match could end at any point, but if you're going to have a mystery person adding in, then it's not just going to end at some random point. It's going to go through all nine people first. So all nine guys are going to go into this match beforehand. So what's the point of sitting there saying the match could end at any point? If you're going to have, like, you know what I mean? If you're going to have a mystery guy coming in, unless he's the first one, he's going to end up being probably the last one.
How dumb would it be if it gets random? Well, how dumb would it be if not everyone gets in?
That's my point. Like, that's my saying. Like, why would that be dumb if not everyone got in? So, obviously, everyone's going to get into this match. So, I don't even know. And I guess the poker chip's just for a poker chip. So, no. Not for anything.
Of course it is. It's for a title shot.
Yeah, but I guess I don't know who needs it. I guess. Maybe my original thought was Darby Allin.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they've kind of been pushing him. Because, I mean, you got to figure, and I guess, like, it's one of those things, is it going to be like Money in the Bank where they're going to be just holding on to it forever? And they
I don't know, because it's for a future title shot. They didn't say how they cash their ship.
Yeah. So is it going to be someone who's going to hold it forever? Is just someone who's going to be like, I challenge it at the next pay-per-view? Are they going to have the next shot, the next pay-per-view to the winner of
Moxley? I was going to win this. I can tell you right now, I was going to win this. The winner of this match is going to be Brian Cage.
Brian Cage, huh? He's not even in it. You think he's going to be the one who's going
to
be
That's the mystery guy. He was supposed to be here. He was supposed to show up with when Jeff Cobb showed up. It was supposed to, that was supposed to be Brian Cage. They had issues with the contract, and supposedly they've been working on that. So it would make sense that they finally work those deals out and they get Brian Cage here.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, I mean,
I don't think anybody released has their. Like, from, I don't think any of the Black Wednesday releases have their 90 days aren't up yet.
Yeah.
It could be Drew Gulak, because Drew Gulak's contract is up, and he wasn't released like it was first announced. His contract actually expired, and they couldn't get to a deal.
Right. Is it going to be Scheiser?
Rumor and innuendo is that he's been trying, that they've been talking to try to get everything back. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah.
That could just be talk to kind of play with the crowd and make you think that's going to happen. And then they surprise everyone and Drew Gulak shows up in this match.
It's going to be EC Scheiser.
EC Scheiser. That's another good person. Yeah. 90 days.
No, he was on AEW. He was on a couple weeks ago.
On AEW?
Yeah. He came out during Jericho's promo a couple weeks ago.
I missed that one.
Yeah. So he's there.
With Jericho?
Yeah, he came out during – Jericho was like – he had like a promo, like an in-ring promo with Jericho.
Like talking trash to him?
Yeah, pretty much. Like he just came out during – like Jericho was in the ring talking and he just came out.
I guess I missed that. I must have missed that.
Maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago, I think it was.
Okay.
But yeah, so – I mean, but I don't know. Like you kind of figure that the mystery person – probably the person who should win it. Question is, who's the mystery person going to be?
Brian Cage.
You know, so I don't know.
Brian Cage wins.
I guess I'll take the mystery opponent because it seems silly to have someone go in there who's a mystery guy and then not have him win.
And then they don't win the match, right?
Right, and then they don't win the match.
Doesn't make much sense to do that.
Yeah, so. It doesn't make much sense at all. So. Unless it gets announced, like, beforehand, who the person is. You know what I mean?
It's not going to be announced beforehand, like, the night of the show.
Yeah, like on the buy-in. They'd be like, oh, and the ninth person is this person.
I guess they could do that, too.
It's going to be Christopher Daniels. And you're like, oh, well, then he's not winning.
That'd be dumb.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I guess I kind of want to go with
Swerve, bro.
But I kind of think it's kind of catered. I think they've kind of been building up Darby Allin to take a title shot, to get a world title shot. Because he had a big feud with Moxley, so.
You're right. He did. So Darby Allin, final answer?
He was my original pick. But this mystery person kind of throws it off. I think I'll stick with my original pick and say Darby Allin.
I'm going with the mystery person and saying the mystery person is going to be Brian Cage. That's my call.
Okay, we'll see. I don't know who the mystery person is going to be.
Well, me neither, but I'm guessing it's going to be Brian Cage. I don't think any of these other guys in this match are worthy of a world title shot.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying the only person I think that's kind of would be somewhat worthy would be Darby Allin. That's why I went with my original pick for him.
Yeah.
Maybe Scorpio Sky, but they took a shot at him already, and that didn't work. So, Ray Phoenix, not really. Kip Sabian, no. Commander, no. Lucha Boris, no. Obviously, Orange Cassidy's not winning it, but.
Orange Cassidy. Oh, I've got Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy might be my pick. Orange Cassidy.
Yeah. And then you got Kazarian. He's not going to win it. So it's either going to be Darby Allin or the mystery person.
I'm calling the mystery guy. It's my call.
And I'm going to stick with Darby Allin.
And I'm saying the mystery guy is going to be Brian Cage.
All right. We'll see. I don't know who the mystery guy is going to be.
Next up, we've got this match for the title. The AEW Championship on the line. We're going to have Moxley going one-on-one with the guy formerly known as Harper.
Yes. That it's going to be Brody Lee.
Brody Lee, the leader of the Dark Order.
Yeah.
I like Brody Lee's character here. It's funny because they're really just making fun of Vince with him.
Yeah.
Really, really badly. And it's hilarious. I enjoy it. He can't win the title from Mox, though. It's too
No, he's not beating Mox.
He'll lose. It'll be because of one of the members of the Dark Order.
Yeah, someone will cost him. Right.
And they'll get beat up.
Yep.
I don't know if they get kicked out the Dark Order, but they'll at least get beat up.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Could be one of the guys that joined that was like kind of starting to be known.
Maybe.
Like one of the actual named guys. Because you've got Evil Uno, right?
Yeah.
And then the other guy.
Yeah, what's his name? 10?
No. The second guy. Dick Grayson, but that's Robin.
I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
And then you've got, like, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then you have that tag team, John Silver and his buddy.
Yeah.
Joined. And then number 10.
Right. So, and then they just beat up.
I think 4, 5, 6, or 7 will cost him.
Yeah.
But it could be John Silver or his boy, and then they leave the Dark Order.
I can see that. Yeah, I can see that.
Either way, I think Moxley's walking out of this.
Moxley's not losing. I don't even know who's gonna beat him. Who they're gonna give the belt? Like, who's gonna beat him for the belt? Like, they don't really have. That's only down. I guess that's one downside of AEW right now is they don't have a big time heel that can match up with the big-time face of John Moxley. They just don't have one right now. They got a lot of heels.
But you've already been there.
Yeah, you have heels, but you don't have, like,
monster.
You don't have that guy who could beat Moxley. You'd be like, you know what, that guy's going to beat Moxley.
Uh-huh.
Hell from him. Even Brody Lee's not going to do it, no.
Maybe Brian Cage will be a hit.
Maybe.
Maybe it'll be Rowan. Maybe Rowan shows up in the...
There you go. That'd be nice.
We'll see. It'll be interesting to see.
It's going to be Roman Reigns.
I'm going with Moxley, though. Moxley's walking out of here with the belt.
Yeah, I agree. It's going to be Moxley, obviously. It's going to be Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. Imagine Roman Reigns shows up on at Double or Nothing. Holy shit. The talk about it, would go crazy.
Well, not only that, but talk about totally like jumping like way up for AEW if that happened. Like, even though people don't really like Roman Reigns, like a lot of people out there don't really care for him. But to pull a guy like that from the WWE and put him on your show, holy crap, would that be a gigantic jump for AEW.
Yeah, fact.
But, you know, it obviously won't happen. But still, that'd be freaking
amazing. It's going to be Ric Flair guy.
Huh? Yeah, Ric Flair.
Because he's done with WWE. They just had an announcement about it.
Yeah.
And then we get this match. Jungle Boy versus MJF.
Yeah,
I love MJF.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great heel.
He's the best heel in the business. There's no heel better than him right now.
Right. It's been building for Jungle Boy to win, though.
Yes, Jungle Boy, that kid's an up-and-comer. He's got a great future.
It's definitely building up to have Jungle Boy win.
He's just like a built to be a hot throb. His freaking dad's Luke Perry.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. Come on. The kid's going to be a heartthrob. The girls are going to love him.
Yeah. So
they need to move him away from Jurassic.
Yeah, get out of here with Jurassic, stupid. Get out of here with Lucha Boris and the freaking midget.
There's a picture on the internet that one of my Facebook friends, Adam LaVille, posted. And it shows Marco Stunt taking a picture with a fan that was an actual fourth grader.
The fourth grader's
got an inch on fucking Marco Stunt.
Yeah, Marco Stunt, he's a midget.
He's the worst.
Yeah, he really is. He's the worst.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
He's one of the guys. Like, I like a lot of things that AEW does, but Marco Stunt is not one of those things I like. There is no suspension of disbelief with a Marco Stunt.
Right.
You can't believe that guy's going to beat anybody up.
Right.
I'm not even trained to wrestle, and I could go in there and beat up Marco Stunt.
I know.
Superhuman could beat Marco Stunt.
Yeah. You would think.
Woo-woo. You know who that is, right?
Yeah. Spike Dudley was somebody who, he was kind of like that, but, Spike Dudley was, badass.
Dudley probably is double the size of Marco Stunt.
I know, but that's my point. He was used the same way, you know what I mean? People beat the shit out of Spike Dudley because he was a little
Nicholas
guy.
Nicholas is bigger than Marco Stunt.
But Spike Dudley was, a badass. People were like, yeah, but Spike Dudley could probably still kill you. Mm-hmm. Marco Stunt, yeah, you're right. He's not going to do it. He's, a little
I'd try to see Marco Stunt versus Nicholas.
Yeah, he's just there to get beat up. That's what he's there for. He's there to get sympathy. He's a sympathy face that gets beat up by the heels all the time.
It goes with my Joey Janela thing. Joey Janela has brought in so many guys into the business that are untrained and aren't good and don't belong in the business.
Right.
Remember No Legs?
Yeah, I know.
The guy's got no legs, but he can wrestle.
Yeah.
But No Legs, it's not believable.
Right.
There is Marco Stunt. Marco Stunt shouldn't be here.
I agree.
But anyway, MJF can afford to lose this match because he's MJF. Yeah,
it's building up for Jungle Boy to win.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree with you.
It's built that way for him to win.
Mm-hmm. It's not for the ring, right? No.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think the ring's defendable.
I don't think so either. Yeah. Plus, it'd be kind of dumb. I mean, it might be something where he steals it. You know what I mean? He wins and then he takes it. And then he gets beat up by Wardlow or something later on. I don't know.
Maybe Marco Stunt tries to steal it, and he gets beat up by Wardlow. I'll pay for that.
Probably.
Worth the price of admission if Wardlow destroys Marco Stunt.
Yeah, it'll be Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus versus MJF and Wardlow. And that'll be the next feud.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, and so, it's going to be – but Jungle Boy's winning this match.
Jungle Boy's definitely winning this match.
Yeah.
And then we get this, the main event, which is weird that you'd think that the main event is the world title. I want to know what's the main event, but I mean, look at what they're doing with this. This has to be kind of like the main event. If it's not, it's a new title. Co-main event.
Yeah, but it's a new title, so it makes sense that this is the main event.
So you're going to crown the first ever TNT champion. You've got, on one side, you got Cody Rhodes. On the other side, you've got Lance Archer. Everybody's going to die. And then in the middle, you've got Iron Mike Tyson.
Yep.
Tyson's going to do like the same thing he did at Mania. He's going to be the special outside enforcer. I don't know if you watched Dynamite this week, but they had the whole thing with Arn Anderson and Jake Roberts, and Jake says that he's not going to touch Mike Tyson because he told Lance he can have him. So something's going to happen with them.
Right. Which is what we said before. Like Tyson, you're not going to have Tyson here for this match if you're not going to have him involved. And he obviously is not going to beat up Cody. So he's going to, you know, probably knock out – I said before he's going to knock out Jake the Snake, and which will cause Lance to, like, be distracted. And then Cody's going to win.
Yeah, I can agree with that. Cody's got to walk out of here in the TNT.
Yeah, Cody has to. Cody has to.
The way this story's built.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about this last week with the snake all over freaking Brandy's vajayjay.
Right. It's built for Cody to win it.
It's built for Cody to win it. Cody's going to walk out of here the new TNT champion.
I agree.
And that's basically double or nothing. It's going to be a good show. I'm looking forward to it. I kind of can't wait to sit down and watch. If you've been watching everything going on with COVID and the fanless stuff, I think AEW has been doing it better.
I agree. There are some points where I kind of miss it because I think the crowd really gets into matches.
Fact. I lost you for a second there. I don't even know what you're saying. I can't hear you. Can I say that again?
I said I like the openness of their episode, of their, like, you know, of their shows.
Okay.
Like the setup of them, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like they're just in a random room. Like, it looks like they're in, like, a legit place, a legit arena that has a lot of space.
They're doing it, like, in a, just setting up like that over there. And I like the idea that they do it in the football, in, like, that football area, and they have so much room that they can put guys out there.
Right, exactly.
And you're at least getting some sound.
Right.
Sounds I like the that. Crowd and
yeah, I, and I like that
part. Indie guys out there. I'm sure they're paying those indie guys for being there and being on TV. Probably.
Some of the other wrestlers who are just watching the show are in the crowd, and they're just kind of – they're interacting a little bit.
Yeah.
And the fact that you don't hear Jim Ross and Excalibur and Tony Schiavone on freaking – as the Echo, like you do freaking Michael Cole.
I can't stand that. I really can't stand that. They need to do something about that. Yeah. It's so, so bad. Especially because Michael Cole is just so annoying. Right. I just can't stand Michael Cole.
Yeah, and I don't like that the WWE just sets up – it's the same arena, same place, we just change the colors. Oh, it's red, now it's blue. And then we're supposed to, like, all of a sudden it's supposed to be, you know, a different show.
There's like, yellow.
Yeah.
Any yellow for NXT?
Yeah. No, I think actually – isn't NXT actually in – oh, no, they have been – there recently, but they were in their actual own NXT building for a little while.
No, there's no NXT building. It's just all the Performance Center.
No, it's not, dude. The NXT's got its own, like, it's Full Sail.
Oh, you're right. They might have been at Full Sail.
Yeah, they were at Full Sail for a little while. I don't think they may not be there now.
Yeah, I don't think they're there now. I think they're back in the Performance
Center. Yeah, I think they're back in the Performance Center, but they were at Full Sail for at least the first, like, I want to say the first couple of weeks.
Yep, you're right.
But, yeah, I just like AEW just looks better.
It does, absolutely.
And I haven't really even noticed that there's no – I mean, I've noticed that there's no fans, but, like, so that's the only time. I kind of miss it a little bit. And it'll be interesting with this pay-per-view because this will be the first pay-per-view without fans.
Yeah.
AEW. So I'll be interested to see how they do it, how it comes off.
It should be good. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Before we get out of here, I want to talk about something else real quick. I don't know if you even saw this, because I don't think I sent it in the group that you're in. It was talked about in the main group. So CZW, it's an independent federation. A lot of guys came up from there. Dean Ambrose came through CZW. Johnny Gargano, Ciampa, all these guys a lot of guys came from CZW. Recently, the head of CZW, DJ Hyde, apparently he sold the rights to some CZW material. So Combat Zone Wrestling had an album put out, a video put out, or DVD put out. It's called CZW Girls, All Assets Revealed. It's like trash ECW Divas mud wrestling match type shit. I'll actually post the picture of it on our Facebook page, so you can check it out there. Smark, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. I'll tweet it out too. Same thing, Smark, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks are at SS Super Kicks, maybe. I don't know what the fuck it is. But it's pretty shitty. A lot of people were pissed about it. And so here's kind of what came out. Combat Zone Wrestling posted this on Twitter. 2 years ago, CZW entered into a licensing agreement with a national media distributor to license CZW and WSU footage. That company has the right to utilize the footage without limitation. They've repackaged and renamed shows, and it is their right to do. Our athletes, regardless of gender, are just that, athletes who we're proud of and appreciate. We stand behind the ring action and all of our footage. Of course, people are pissed because it's CZW Girls, All Assets Revealed. So you know that it's just kind of trash video.
Yeah.
So Kimberly came out and retweeted and commented to that tweet and said, "And I'm certain I never signed an agreement giving you the right to sell my intellectual property, nor did any of the women you're blatantly disrespecting, or how you told us that you wouldn't book us if you wouldn't fuck us. It's about time the harassment gets exposed." And then Jordan Grace, who on Twitter is Trisha Parker, her real name, commented further on it and said, in quotations, "I can fuck any of y'all anytime I want." Sound familiar? Talking about DJ Hyde, talking about the female athletes. And then Joey Janela added to that, "Or forcing girls to share hotels with him and cuddle with him." So if you look at DJ Hyde's Instagram page, he just looks like a total douche canoe. You probably can't see it on here because whatever, but go check him out. Don't follow him because he's a piece of shit. He's a complete piece of shit. Fuck DJ Hyde. I'm the first one to say it. But I got a lot of things to say about this. First off, Kimberly. I'm pretty sure that when you wrestle for a company, they have the rights to your footage to do what they want to, because otherwise they couldn't make promotional stuff. They couldn't use your picture on shit. They couldn't make a video and put it online. They have the right to your footage. You sound stupid. Yeah. You might not sound stupid about him saying that I wouldn't book you if I wouldn't fuck you. But that just means, when I first heard that, I was like, wait a minute. So did she sleep with him? But then after really thinking about it, no, he's saying that if he doesn't think you're hot, he's not going to book you. Is that messed up? Absolutely. He's a piece of shit. But I mean, whatever. He thinks you're hot. It's a compliment.
Yeah.
It's not a good one. But it's a compliment because he booked you, right?
Right.
And then say the thing with Jordan Grace, or saying that I can fuck any of y'all anytime I want. Was it true? Did any of you guys bang him? Like, were you guys have, and if you look up DJ Hyde, take a moment and look up DJ Hyde on Instagram, and you're going to be like, ugh. Like, he's a fat, out of shape, horrible looking dude. He's like, ugh. You slept with that guy to get on a show? See, I need to have my own company to have you sleep with me for a show.
Yeah, no kidding.
Jordan Grace is my champion. Jonathan Gresham would probably like put me in an octopus hold, but
he probably would.
No, no disrespect to Jordan Grace though, or anything like that. But I mean, and then Joey Janela. So Joey Janela, Mr. I book people who have no business being in a wrestling ring, then comes out, and this guy is always on the looking to be the social justice warrior and back anything that the snowflakes are going to back. And so he's the first one to come out and put his two cents into shit. He said something about Mark Henry. and made a comment about that whole Mark Henry, Leo Rush thing that we were talking about. Nothing to do with him. So now over here, he's doing the same thing again. Joey Janela just needs to shut up and go away. Joey Janela, no, he doesn't need to go away. I like Joey Janela as a wrestler. But if you saw him 2 weeks ago against Cody Rhodes and Dynamite, he needs to stop playing on Twitter and go find a gym.
Yeah, I agree.
He looks horrible.
Yeah.
He looks – and he's been working out. Apparently, he's, like, been, like, working out like a beast.
Apparently not.
But he's been eating like a beast, too. Exactly. Like, I don't know what the hell you're eating in quarantine, but, dude, order some chicken and vegetables or something. Let me know, dude. I'll send you some recipes. I made California chicken today, like, on the grill, like a grilled chicken breast with seasoned it up and with jack cheese, pepper jack cheese, and avocado and tomato.
There you go.
Bomb.
Yeah, give it
you need
to
eat like me.
Jack Janela.
I'm trying to get rid of my gut, but you need to eat better or something. I don't know what you're doing, Joey Janela, but man.
Joey, he needs it.
I'm saying, Joey Janela's spring break. Joey Janela put on the freshman 15.
He definitely did.
Fact. But, yeah, I don't know. In short, fuck DJ Hyde. He's a piece of shit. CZW, this is going to ruin CZW, but good, who the hell cares? Combat Zone Wrestling, it's just deathmatch. It's a lot of deathmatch matches anyway. They get some good wrestling too, but a lot of deathmatch shit, so I don't really give a shit. Who's it going to hurt the most? Maybe that, what's that guy's name? G Raver?
Yeah, G Raver.
I can't stand G Raver.
G Ravy? No, G Raver.
G Raver.
Yeah.
It's like Graver.
That was G Ravy.
He's horrible. But whatever. I just had to get that out there and say fuck DJ Hyde, and I'll say it one more time: fuck DJ Hyde.
Yeah,
you can catch it. The guy's a piece of shit. Mm-hmm. Like guys like that ruin the business. They ruin the indies. They give guys a bad name in the business. They give guys like me and you doing shit like this. Like, I joke and I go into character. I'm just, you know, John Puff's more of a character. This guy is just like a real legitimate piece of trash.
Right.
Fat bastard. Like, try that shit with me. Try that shit with my girl. Try that shit with someone that I'm cool with. Like, I'll smash you in the face, dude. Disrespecting females like that is not cool. It's not Or I'll get my Ivy League lawyers.
If you have any.
I'll stick them on you. I know Harvard lawyers. I know people that work at Harvard.
Sure.
Jared Graves works at Harvard.
There you go.
Shout out to Jared Graves. But, yeah, that's about it. I mean, we'll have a lot to talk about next week. We'll talk about what happened with Double or Nothing. And I want to talk a little bit next week about Dark Side of the Ring. I know this week was the season finale, Owen Hart. I haven't had the opportunity to watch it yet because it was crazy busy last night. I'm going to watch that tonight.
I'm about halfway through it.
Yeah, I'll watch it tonight when everything else is done. We'll talk about TNA and that little Carnyland thing that they're doing now. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw it. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it, but I heard about it.
Not TNA. It's not TNA. It was NWA.
Impact. NWA.
NWA did Carnyland. It's a whole new concept. I don't like it. We'll touch on that next week. We'll have a lot to talk about next week. So we'll be back here, and maybe we'll do something in the middle of the week. I know I said I want to have more content. How do you feel about – what's it? It's Thursday right now?
Yes, it's Thursday.
Shit. I'm like, shit. That means I have to do – obviously, you're not going to do Remember When with me or Flashback Friday because I got to record that tonight.
Because
I don't want to drop it. Like, I want to have that dropped in the middle of the day. I was trying to drop it at midnight, but I'll probably drop it by noon. Maybe I'll do it first thing in the morning tomorrow and record that. But yeah, we got our next episode of Flashback Friday will be up tomorrow. So make sure you check that out. This will be up once I get this done and finished. I'm going to post it right away. But remember, the regular, if you're looking for this on the podcast, The podcast will drop at midnight Saturday morning. So look for this on the podcast Saturday morning at midnight. You've seen it here first, so you probably don't have to watch it again. Unless you want to listen to it while you're driving. Maybe you just like to hear my voice. But other than that, anything else you want to say before we get out of here? Anything you want to talk about that's coming up? People should watch, look out for?
No, just nothing on Saturday.
Things are starting to open up. Hopefully, listen, with everything opening up, be safe out there. We don't know what's going on. They're talking about, like, if there's a resurgence. The CDC just came out recently and changed things and said we don't have to worry so much about touching things and getting it. So that's a good thing. So finding out more about this virus seems like it's mostly communicable through contact with other people, being in close proximity and it kind of like being breathed onto you. So we can kind of cool down on the wiping everything and spraying everything down. If it makes you feel more comfortable, by all means, continue to do it.
Yeah.
But if you kind of feel weird doing it, you can kind of lay back. According to the CDC, it's not really how it's going to be passed. They don't really see that happening from touching surfaces. So that's a great thing to hear. But still, as things open up, be safe. Make sure you're social distancing. Make sure you're wearing a mask if you're in a building, at least, even if it's not outside in some places.
Yeah. If you're in a building, outside. Wear it when you go in a building. Take it off when you go outside.
Where's my mask? Where'd my mask go?
I don't know.
I've got a crazy mask. You've seen my mask, haven't you?
Yeah. Yes, I have. It looks like a painter's mask.
Like a what?
A painter's mask.
It is a painter's mask.
Yeah. When you do spray painting.
Yeah. I don't know where it went to. It's around here somewhere. Oh, it's in my car. I didn't bring it in from the car. I don't need it in the house, so it's in my car.
Yeah, I mean, if you need to go somewhere, wear a mask when you go in the building, do what you got to do.
Go for a ride. Yeah. Just take your car and go for a ride. I went for a ride to Cape Cod yesterday.
Yeah, go for a walk.
Like, it was fun. I went down Route 6 all the way down there. At one point, it was about Marion. I'm going to just be getting myself in trouble here, right? I'm in Marion, and this Porsche 911 zooms by me doing about 85 on the right side. And after he zooms by me, he just slows down. He kind of waited for me. And I was like, oh, you want to play? So I zoomed by him. Yeah. And then he zoomed by me again. And at one point, we like came like directly next to each other. Yeah. And then he took off, and then I took off, and we had fun. It wasn't like – we weren't super dangerous. We were probably doing 90 on, like, turning roads on Route 6. But we made sure we weren't, like, going too fast. We slowed down. Like, we go 90 for a short clip and then stop, letting each other pass each other. It was fun. But, you know, get out there. Have a little bit of fun.
Right.
Be safe. That's all.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Like, you go out there, you'll be fine. Just, you know, don't be dumb. Like, you don't have to, you don't have to be, like, scared to death. You know what I mean? Like, you could just go be yourself. Like, just go. Like, you don't have to. The world's not going to end if you walk outside. The world's not going to end if you go into, like, a store. You're not going to just drop dead. That's not how it works. Even though people think
that's smart, man. I go into stores. I'm, super cautious of everything. I'm the guy that sprays the bottom of my shoes before I get back in my car after I go to the store.
Yeah.
You don't even have to look like Bane.
But you know what I mean? Like, you don't even, it's
like kill Batman.
I mean, if you need to be that, like, over cautious, then fine. But don't be upset because other people aren't as overly cautious as you are. People handle things the way they want to handle them. If you're fine, then you're fine. Like, just move on. Just go through life. All this stuff about, like, just, it does, I mean, you can't even keep up anymore. Every time someone says something that's going to happen, somebody else comes out right afterwards and says why you can't do it. And it's just like, at this point, it's like, well, then why the hell are we even doing anything? Like, we're at the point now where it's like, just shit or get off the pot kind of deal. Yeah. Like, let's just go and let's move on. I mean, like you said before, the CDC saying, you know, you don't need to be that overly ridiculous about touching surfaces. Then fine. Then okay, fine, and great. And as long as you're taking care of those surfaces, if you own a company or you own some place and you're taking care of your place, then you're fine. Like, to sit there and say because you like, there's no difference between, you know, I look at it like, I don't know if you've noticed, but like in the news, there's been the guy near me, down here, near where I live, the guy who opened his gym
on Monday.
I saw that.
Supposed to, right? And he got like, and they're like sitting there and like giving him a hard time because he opened his gym. And I'm like, I look at him like, what is the difference between this guy who opens his gym, has made sure to sanitize every single thing he owns, his entire place, he's made sure to be extremely clean. He's made sure that to follow all the guidelines for what he needs to do for social distancing and what people can use, what they can't use, how he has people coming in, how he doesn't have people coming in, and so on. How come this guy can follow all the rules, but he's getting in trouble, but you can go to Home Depot and buy a fucking sponge without any problems? It's like, dude, why are we having...
I'm saying,
you know what I mean?
I think it's an essential business. You need
It's so ridiculous, man. It's like, if you're able to follow the guidelines that are put in place and you're able to show that you can follow those guidelines, then you should be able to just open up and have all you have to do, create like, I don't want to say health inspectors, but I guess you can kind of call them that. Like, create a team of health inspectors that go around to places and just check in and make sure that you're following the guidelines. Are you doing A? Are you doing B? Are you doing C? Are you doing D? Yes. Okay. Nice seeing you. I'll see you again in a couple more weeks. If you're not, okay, here's a letter. You're going to need to shut down tomorrow. You need to get back. You need to show that you can do this again. I'll come back. If you meet all these guidelines again, you can open back up the next day. And that's all you have to
and
do.
And if you open back up, if we come back again and you're not doing what you're supposed to, you're going to be fined.
Right. Exactly. And just do it that way. So then the person come every couple weeks and like, all right, this is like, you know, they come every 2 weeks. So 6 weeks now have gone by. You've been here three times. By the third time I get there, you've gone 6 weeks of doing well. You're good, man. I don't need to come here anymore.
Yep.
You've done everything you're supposed to do. Have a good life. See ya. You know, keep going. Keep on going. You know what I mean? And just leave everything else going. Like all this crap about, oh, we need to do this. We got to cancel that. We can't have this happening. We can't have that. It's like you're canceling things that like.
It's cancel culture, baby.
Yeah.
Cancel culture. That's what we got going on here.
And then right on top of that, and then you have people who like do that, who then open stuff up. And the very next day you get a report come out that says, oh my God, the numbers are spiking. I'm like, how is that even possible? So you mean to tell me that they were able to leave your house, go to the beach, contract coronavirus, have symptoms, get tested, have those tests come back, and then you're able to get that information to the media and say, oh my God, there's a spike. Like, no, it's such bullshit. It's all bullshit, dude. It's just all this stuff of
people. I don't know, dude. I just want to get back to selling insurance.
Yeah,
I
just
my 6 and 63.
At this point in time, just
killing my business. It's killing my business. I'll tell you that. I can't get out there and see the people.
If you can read,
people don't want to let me in their house.
Right.
It's been hard.
Well,
I'll get through this, man. We'll all get through this together, and it'll be better. And
guidelines, you're good.
Yeah.
You meet the guidelines, you're good. As long as they don't start like even the stuff with like not having fans in the stands, whatever, for games. Like they're talking about the NFL and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, the NFL doesn't start for another 4 months. Like who knows where we're gonna be in 4 months?
Where we're gonna be. That's why I don't even pay attention to any of that. That's way too far away
for me. No idea where you're gonna be in 4 months.
What happens when you get to that point?
Right.
And how everything is then. Until then, it's not that big of a deal. Stay home Saturday. It's gonna be double or nothing.
Right.
Double or nothing. Enjoy it. It should be a great show. It's something that we all need. We need this. We need double or nothing.
Right.
We need a great a break and a good show because I don't think Money in the Bank did it.
No, I agree.
That this will be the wrestling show that's going to kind of take fans and put them in another spot and make them
give them AEW has a golden opportunity to really kind of jump ahead of WWE right now because of the fact that if they're able to put on a good show in a good place and, you know, without having to resort to any type of, like, weird, like, stupid freaking Money in the Bank matches where you have people starting in buildings and crap like that.
Give them a big jump.
Yeah, give them a huge jump.
Remember, tomorrow, Flashback Friday is going to drop. I don't know when it'll drop, as soon as I get it done. I'm just behind on things. My whole days are just messed up. Corona times got my days messed up.
I mean, I get to work, so.
Yeah. Well, I still do work. It's just I haven't been really seeing people, so I've been doing other stuff. till I can get out there and make money again. So, make sure you check out Flashback Friday tomorrow. We'll be back again next week with another episode right here for you. We'll break down everything that happened at Double or Nothing, and we'll talk about all this other stuff going on. I'm looking forward to a great week. And then, like I said, we're going to touch on Dark Side of the Ring. I want to have like a little Dark Side of the Ring discussion next week.
Yeah. Very good.
Maybe we'll have something else in the middle of the week. We'll see. Check it out. If you want to see if we do something else on here in the middle of the week, hit that subscribe button, like the video, follow us, share this video with your friends, tell them about us. And until next week, I'm Sean Puff.
And I'm AK.
And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. Peace out, Boston. Big ups.
The Smarks in here, the Smarks in here, yeah.